Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris Hayner.
I'm John Michael.
How are you, John?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not bad. I had one of those weeks.
What kind of weeks? A great week? An awesome week?
A really fucked up week.
Okay.
For whatever reason, I seem to be a magnet for very strange people. Whenever we're out somewhere, somebody will come up and the one strange person that's walking around the store ends up talking to me. I had two incidents this week where it was like surreal experiences. I came home Wednesday night, and my wife tells me on Thursday that the daycare that my daughter goes to, they're going to have Elmo there.
Right.
So we get up on Thursday and get the kid ready, and we go over there because she doesn't usually go to daycare until the afternoon, but this was like 10 o'clock in the morning. So we go. And Elmo's supposed to be there at 10:30 and doesn't show up until about 11. And Elmo walks in. And I don't know where people get their costumes for this type of thing. But Elmo walks through the door and goes to... There's in the building that she's in, it's cut off into different classrooms. And there's like the newborns in one classroom and the pre-toddlers in the other. And I can see this dude through the doorway. And he looks horrible, but it's little kids, so they don't really give a fuck. And the woman that's traveling with him walks in the room we're standing in because they have a bathroom. And she is the very definition of what people think of when they think of Arkansas.
Okay.
She's wearing a dirty t-shirt. Now, granted, they must have gotten up to come do this. So it's not like they were out tilling in the fields first. They walk in and she says in the very Arkansas drawl, "Where's the bathroom?" And as she does it, she's the typical hair mess, dirty shirt, three teeth in her head. And the three teeth are really pronounced since apparently she doesn't have any other teeth. And her kid walks in, so it must be father, son, and child that go around and do this. Same thing. Dirty, hair's a mess, like three teeth in his head. And I don't know, it reminded me, did you watch Mad TV when it was on?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see, they did a segment where Bobby Lee and one of the other guys does like a cross-country trip?
Yeah, I remember that.
The Rice and Beans Tour?
Yes.
If you go back, I'll put it in the show notes. There's an episode that they shoot in Alpena, Arkansas, which is like 5 miles from here. And they get approached by a woman on the street. And this is the typical what people think of when they see Arkansas. And this is what this woman reminded me of. And the entire time that they were standing there, you know, they didn't smell very well, and you know, we're waiting for Elmo, and Elmo finally comes in, and I don't know if they didn't spring for the whole Elmo outfit, but the dude's wearing an Elmo t-shirt and then had the real fluffy Elmo red arms.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he only had part of it, but like the feet were falling apart and you could tell the dude smelled on the inside that like he had been wearing this thing for a long time. And we very, very reluctantly had my wife and my child's picture taken with Elmo this week.
That's awesome.
So if that wasn't bad enough, the next day I'm out and about with my kid, and we stop at a store, and I pull up and I park next to a motorcycle. And it's like one of those really stretched out trikes that like looks like the dude built it in his own house.
Okay.
And I go to the other side of the car and I'm taking her out of the car seat, And I can see him out of my peripheral, like, walk up and stand there like he wants to talk to me. And I'm like, oh, fuck me. Why do they always find me? So I take her out of the car seat and I'm holding her. And without thinking, I reach around and I lock the door. Because I'm from New Jersey and you lock your doors. Right? I'm not from Arkansas where, like, you leave your front door open when you go to work. Shit's locked. Everything I do is locked. My life is locked up when I leave whatever, because there's probably something in there that I don't want anybody to have. So I shut the door, and the dude turns to me and he goes, you know that lock doesn't stop anything, right? And I was like, excuse me? And he goes, that's not going to keep anybody out. If they want in your truck, they're going to get in your truck. And I was like, I kind of held my baby a little tighter, and I was like, oh, fuck me. I got to go. And I just kind of walked away, and he stood there and watched me walk into the store. Very, very creepy, very, very fucked up. Typical, you know, they're going to find me no matter where I fucking go.
Well, that's a good way to make friends.
No, it's not.
It is. No. You know, these people just need love. They're probably surprised to see, like, a clean white person. Does your car have a donut on it? You know, maybe that's what's shocking them, is that it's actually got four tires. One of them's not an old toilet seat or something.
It's you know, that's what it's like to live in Arkansas. You run into these people, and it's... I know that when I have to go to Walmart or whatever store I need to go to, somebody's going to find me and have a conversation with me.
Well, that's why you should do it at like 3 a.m, because I think you'd get even better people.
Oh, they're even weirder, because I've had to do that too. I had to go get my wife something like months ago. It was in the middle of the night. She wasn't feeling well. And she was like, can you go get me like NyQuil or something? And since we're in Arkansas, Walmart's the only thing open. And I literally stood at the only open register for 5 minutes waiting for the cashier to show back up. And then when she finally did show up, it was almost like I was inconveniencing her. Like she was.
Well, you probably were. I mean, she was on a meth break.
But yeah, I mean, every fucking time I go somewhere, I either pick the line not to get in, you know, the person paying with a check that then left her ID out in her car, because that happened this week too. Or I run into people like that biker guy, and it's like I don't really want to turn and say anything because I don't want to engage him in a conversation. But
really,
anyway, that was my week, and
that's kind of exciting. Oh. I wish I had your life.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Speaking of lives you don't want, the thing that I wanted to talk about this week was a story that I found on the Huffington Post. And I don't know if you've heard this story, but it's absolutely horrifying to any man living.
Does this have to do with the garbage disposal?
Yes. Yes. Anybody who hasn't heard about this, the headline doesn't bury the lead at all on the Huffington Post. And it's Catherine Caillou Becker accused of cutting off her estranged husband's penis. And apparently what she did was, I guess they're getting a divorce. And the dude is home and she says, hey, I made you dinner, but it was drugged with something to knock him out. She then tied him to a bed. And when he woke up, she cut off his penis, took it to the garbage disposal, threw it in, and turned it on. Which, I can still fucking feel that. That's fucking heinous, man. And apparently, and this was the best part of the story, she's being charged with aggravated mayhem, false imprisonment, assault with a deadly weapon, administering a drug with intent to commit a felony, poisoning, and spousal abuse. And I guess the head investigator said that they're looking at this as premeditated. Do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, did he come over? Did he wave it at her?
Well, I mean, so he just... So, okay, she's... she spills something in the food that knocks him out. Maybe. Maybe she didn't do that on purpose. But then she tied him to a bed. And then she cut his dick off. And then she dropped it in a garbage disposal and turned it on. Is that not the very definition of premeditated?
No.
Okay.
That could have been totally spur of the moment.
Oh.
I mean, stranger things have happened.
Oh, God. I don't know, man. That just sounds like... And I guess they dug some of it out. And it's like, what do you do with that?
Here, do you want it? No, I'll keep the tip.
Because at that point, it's just chunks. I mean...
Oh.
You can't really sew that back together and sew it on like John Bobbitt.
That's right. And you really can't make a new one, just as Chaz Bono. But I mean, you know, stranger things have happened to penises.
Like what?
Well, I mean, there was this guy in England who sawed his off when he was cutting down a cabinet leg.
What?
Yeah. But his mother said, well, Stuart's a carpenter and uses sharp and sometimes dangerous tools.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh. There was you ever hear this story? There was a 14-year-old Indian boy who was supposedly cleaning his fish tank when he had to pee.
No.
And a little teeny tiny fish decided to swim upstream.
No. Ew. Yeah.
Had to use forceps to yank it out.
Ow.
Now, really, 14-year-old boy has to pee. Hey, I'm cleaning the fish tank. I'll just go there. And it's convenient.
Did he stick his dick in the water to pee? Or did this
no,
fish
it actually swam upstream in the stream of urine.
I didn't think a urine was actually like a solid stream. I thought it was like a broken up droplet.
Well, haven't you seen salmon?
I've never seen him swim up urine. Because
they don't have salmon in Jersey.
No, just smokestacks. The MythBusters did a thing about peeing on an electric fence.
Electrical fence. Yeah.
And they actually had somebody pee on a slow motion camera, and like it wasn't solid. But I guess if it's liquid, maybe it
can. Well, I guess if you have enough momentum.
I guess. I mean, I know there's those like rivers and shit in South America where they tell you not to pee if you're in the water. Because as soon as you're
right, you've got those little fish that will
with the barbs on them.
Yeah.
And then they swim up and they attach themselves.
Yeah.
That's gotta fucking suck.
Well, what about getting your wiener stuck in a log moving mechanism at a logging camp?
Who did that?
Some idiot in Australia.
Okay, please tell me that you're looking these up as we're talking and that you don't have this much information.
Oh, I got tons of information.
Readily available in your mind about people and their wieners.
You know, there was also the story about a guy who was having an affair with a secretary. They were in the back seat of his limousine, and she was going down on him in traffic. And then a truck accidentally hit the back of the limo, and she bit down.
Ow, ow, ow.
Yeah, she wasn't going to get a raise after that.
Oh, my God.
There was some idiot in Tijuana who, drunk out of his mind, decided he was going to circumcise himself.
He was going to circumcise himself?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ouch.
Yeah.
And did he do it with his teeth?
No, he had a knife.
Was he successful?
Well, we're talking about it, aren't we?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he didn't die.
Well, no, accidentally he cut his whole thing off.
Oh, ow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, there was a gang victim who was attacked by some rival gang members, and a few days later he was complaining about abdominal pain, and the doctors couldn't figure out what it was. Turns out that after the x-ray, they found a 2-inch nail up his urethra.
Oh my God.
How amazing.
Did they say how the nail got in there?
A little tiny hammer.
Oh, God. That's just wrong.
Well, did you hear the story about the guy who was going to give his girlfriend a little surprise when he was making a sandwich?
No.
He thought it would be funny that he stuck his dick on a hot dog bun.
Like in Bachelor Party?
Yeah. Except his dog saw it and got excited and took a bite.
Oh, God. Was it like a big dog? Or was it like a little dog that just kept nipping at it and all of a sudden it felt good?
That was a good big bite.
And he was like, here, let me put some more mustard on it?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I didn't want ketchup. Ew. Yeah, so, you know, let's just leave it at that. There's lots of strange things you can do with a penis.
And you seem to be the keeper of them all.
Well, you know, it's kind of a hobby of mine. Weird penis facts. So, you know, I keep waiting for the Jeopardy category. It just says, you know, Woody. It's like, that's it. Final Jeopardy.
So it all. You go on Jeopardy and they start to announce the categories and it's like metaphysics.
Potent potables.
Things that start with the letter R, and then the last two are little people and strange penis stories, and you're like, I'm cleaning up.
I am the new champion. Jeopardy champion. That's right.
You think you could beat a robot in those categories?
A well-hung dwarf? No. A robot? Probably, because I don't think a robot would have that much esoteric information.
That
I think a robot has a lot of facts. I don't think a robot...
No dick stories from the robots?
I don't think they would relate to them.
Because they don't have one?
I think they'd automatically, you know, be scanning it and replace Dick with Richard every time. And
he had his Richard bitten off.
Exactly. It's like, does not compute. Overload. 42.
Oh, there's a nerd reference. You got to be a real nerd to get that one.
Well, yeah. Anyway. Well, you were talking about kind of the strange people you run into. Yeah. I went to the post office this past week to mail a package. And I don't know if it just happens to be that I'm in a very touristy area of town.
Yeah.
But the kind of things people try to mail, kind of interesting. Because obviously nobody's ever heard of, you know, going to buy a box somewhere.
Right.
I was in line behind somebody who had a 3-foot-long Shamu stuffed animal. Not packaged or anything, just carrying this animal. And they had a piece of paper that they'd filled out to ship it. There's a couple who won a couple of folding chairs at a wrestling match. And they wanted to send them back to the trailer. And I'm like, really? You've never been to the post office before? You think it's like, I don't know, the supermarket? You just come here and buy what you need? It's like, oh yeah, I need a couple of those folding chair size boxes. Or I need the big Shamu size box. And, you know, I mean, it's bad enough when people are trying to get passports for their 2-year-old because they're going on a cruise, or it's grandma trying to mail money back to the old country. But,
right.
And, you know, people are just stupid.
Yeah. You know, I'm not surprised about the wrestling stuff because what's it? TNA Wrestling is in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you're talking about the same. Well, I'll cut it out. You talking about the one on Sand Lake Road?
Yeah.
Every time that I used to go to that post office, I would run into some wrestler.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, it was amazing. Every time I'd walk in there, there'd be, like, a different wrestler or some wrestling personality. And who was the last guy that I saw? Do you remember back in the 80s, did you ever watch wrestling at all?
A little bit.
You remember who Jimmy Mouth of the South Hart was?
Yes.
I would constantly run into him.
Oh, really?
Like almost to the point where he would recognize me. Whenever I was in there, he was there mailing shit, and it was like, what the fuck? But because that's all out of Orlando, and a lot of the wrestlers live in and around Orlando, I was constantly seeing wrestlers every like 10 fucking feet. You couldn't swing a dead cat in Orlando without hitting a wrestler.
Without hitting a wrestler.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I've seen that too, where people would just come in with like a birthday gift. And they'd want to put stamps on it.
Yeah, they just picked up at Walmart and, you know, just expect that they're going to take it and package it and you'll be on your way. And it's like, I'm just buying stamps, asshole. What the hell are you doing here?
Yeah, and then, like, the dude would come up and whenever I went, they'd, like, somebody would wrap a gift and come up and put it on the counter. And then, you know, the dude behind the counter would have to explain to them, no, we don't take that. It's got to be in a certain kind of box. And then, like, they would hold it up and make an example to the rest of the people standing in line. Ladies and gentlemen.
Don't you hate that when the mail guy makes you feel like an idiot?
You cannot mail something like this. It's got to be in brown paper or it's got to be.
You can't put a label on a football.
No. The only thing that they will ship, though, is coconuts. If you put stamps on a coconut, they will mail it.
Well, yeah, but it's got to be shaved. You got to be able to write on it. I mean, it's not just, you know, you don't just pluck it off the tree.
Well, you never know. You carve the name into it. A little hammer and chisel.
Yeah, guess what you're getting next week. Now I have a purpose.
I dare you.
I'm going shopping for coconuts. And you know what? I think I'll put maybe just one word on it on a bunch of coconuts, and you'll have to figure it out.
Like a puzzle?
It is like a puzzle. I think that'll be fun. Hours of fun. Well, you and Elmo dismantle the meth lab before the fuzz get there.
Hey, there's only one meth house in the neighborhood, and it's very well known.
And it's yours.
No, it's not.
And it's very well taken care of, that which fit.
It's very well known which one is the meth house.
Really?
Yeah. There was a...
Does it have a drive-up window?
No, but...
Stumble-up window?
When you look at the house, you're like, gotta be a meth lab. And the funny part is, like, it's changed hands several times because it's a rental house. And it always seems like meth dealers, like, they must be marketing it to meth dealers when it comes up for rental. Because, like, the last people who were in it before these people, it was a bunch of, like, 20-something males that were living in the house. And the house was maybe 1,000 square feet, if that.
Okay.
And cars would constantly be pulling up to it and then driving away. And they would do things like there'd be plastic on the windows in the summer on the outside to kind of, like, to keep the smell in or whatever. And there was an accident on the street out in front of their house. And these kids were all driving, like, $50,000 sports cars and living in this house. So, like, something was up.
You sure they weren't doing porn?
No, not in this house. And we were standing out there, you know, like the good rubberneckers that everybody is. And we were watching the accident. And these kids turned the corner and saw that there were, like, four cop cars sitting out in front of their house. And immediately turned around and drove the other way. So something was going on. I'm not saying it's a meth house, but it's a good
but if
likelihood.
It smells
that
like
it
a
is.
Meth house.
That's right.
Wow.
And you know, they moved out, and then these new people moved in, and there were about four cop cars down there a couple weeks ago.
Sweet.
And somebody was being taken away in handcuffs. There was a chick writing a statement, so I don't know if like domestic abuse people moved in after that, but. It's
wow.
An interesting neighborhood to live in.
That's amazing.
Being that meth is, like, huge here.
I wish I lived in Arkansas.
No, you don't. I can get out, we're leaving.
Oh, come on. There are worse places to live. Not sure where, but I'm sure there are worse places to live.
Alabama?
There you go.
Joplin, Missouri?
There you go.
You know? Any place where tornadoes like to touch down?
Champions Gate, Florida.
I mean, wow. It doesn't matter where you live. There's shit that's going to happen.
That's right.
Whether it be earthquakes or snow or whatever.
Or just shitty neighbors.
Shitty neighbors. Everybody's got shitty neighbors.
They do.
I had shitty neighbors when I first moved to Florida.
You did?
Yep. I was living in an apartment over by the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And dude had to be a drug dealer, moved in next to me. People would come knock on his door at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And the day that I decided to move out was New Year's Eve when it struck 12 and him and his friends came out from their apartment and shot their guns in the air. And I was like, yep, I'm fucking leaving.
Awesome.
That was the apartment where I came home from work one night and there were like 15 cop cars in the parking lot. And I lived on the second floor and I was walking up the steps and a cop stopped me and said, where are you going? I said, my apartment. And he said, which number is that? And I told him the number and he looked on his sheet and said, okay, you can go.
Great.
It was a charming neighborhood.
Oh, that's nice. They have like picnics and street fairs and all that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Very Norman Rockwell.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
But, you know, the place where I wound up living wasn't bad.
It was all right.
Until I left and it got bad.
It's not bad.
You're still in that complex, so.
I am. But the buffalo upstairs moved out.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Finally. And the white trash above him moved out. You know how I could tell?
How?
Because as they were moving, the stuff they didn't really care about, they were throwing off the balcony.
Really?
Yep.
Like, into the parking lot or out the other way?
Well, I'm on the street side.
Okay.
So, it's kind of across the street from the dumpster. I figured they thought that was close enough. So, I went down the office and told them, and they were like, what? I said, yeah, I hope you really didn't give them their deposit back. Good times. Yeah, awesome. People suck. If I could live on a desert island by myself and kind of get, you know, weekly food drops like the Dharma program, I think I would really do it. I think I would do it.
You'd have to have an internet connection, though.
Oh, well, that's fine.
For, you know, porn and this.
And notice you got your priorities straight.
Well, yeah, well, I'm talking to you, so I had to figure out which one was more important to you.
Yeah, that's good. So, hey, you watch any interesting TV this week?
I watched the season opener of the last season of Rescue Me.
Really? Me too.
Yes.
What did you think? I'm really not sure this is going to be worth my effort.
You know, a lot of times what I've noticed is when you end a season a certain way, they make sure that the season starts off with where they left it.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't the case here.
Right.
You know, the season finale last season was, for anybody who watches it, Damien had gotten into an accident, and Sheila says to Tommy, can you watch him? And it looks like Damien dies. He kind of goes limp at one point, and the thing falls off of him. The blanket he has on him falls off. And the last shot is Tommy walking up to him, and then Damien, like, jumping out and grabbing him. And credits. And this season didn't open with that. It's almost like they looked at the last 5 minutes and said, no, that never happened. Which bugs me. I'm about continuity. Keep with it. So, and then, like, all of a sudden, his wife and the chick that used to be his girlfriend, it's like 6 months later, and they're like best friends sitting on the couch joking around about him, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And the thing that makes the show what it is, the characters in the firehouse, were in it for all of what, like 4 minutes?
Right.
I don't know.
I'm always disappointed because it seems like these are characters who never learn. They never move on.
No.
All of a sudden, oh, look, one of the characters who's an alcoholic is off the wagon and drinking again. Oh.
Yeah, did that seem really unprovoked?
Yeah, totally.
The dude comes in, proposes to her, and then all of a sudden she picks up a bottle and starts to drink it. What? Wait, hey, but the seen before, she was all about being sober.
Right. Yeah, it kind of disappointed me. And I'm beginning to think that Tommy seeing these people, which now include people who aren't quite dead, although maybe brain dead, conscious dead, I'm not sure. Either it's his subconscious telling him that he really has no reason to go on and to straighten out, so he may as well just get shit-faced and end it all.
Right.
You know, there was a scene where it's his father, his brother, and his cousin all, you know, raising a toast to him in the back room of the bar where his daughter is passed out on the floor. And it's like, haven't we seen this before?
Yeah, well, you know my theory on this show, and I don't know if we've talked about it on the show before. It concludes on like September 7th.
Right. Just a it hits the anniversary.
And I'm telling you, I think that the finale of this is going to be that they all died in the towers. That this is Tommy meeting his maker and saying, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, let me live." And this is whoever saying to him, "This is what's going to happen if you live. It's better off if you die because these people are going to be happier. You're going to fuck up everybody's life." And this is all kind of an extrapolation of what his life would become. Now,
I mean, it's not him waiting for all the people who were important in his life so they can all go to heaven together.
No, because that's already been done. But I do think that that's going to play into it. The fact that they're ending it as close to September 11th as they can. You know, this is what the next decade of your life would have been. And we'll find out if I'm right or not.
I guess we will.
If that happens, the very next podcast after that, people are going to be like, "See, John, I told you."
And what if it ends with a big musical number? Oh, wait, they've done that already too, haven't they?
On Rescue Me?
Yeah. When White Sean was in the coma or was going in for cancer and they had the big production number. You don't remember that one? It was really bad.
Okay, here's my problem with all these fucking shows that only run 13 episodes a year. Rescue Me is on starting in like June or July and runs to September, and then it's right. Not on again, not even in reruns,
for another 8 months,
and I don't remember shit between those episodes. So you could have been like, "Yeah, you remember that where they all dance naked on the table in the firehouse?" I'd be like, "No, I don't." There's a couple things that I like, certain things that stand out, like when
Sweet Chocolate Christ and what?
Sweet Chocolate Christ, when they were combining words to make the worst word and they come up with twunt.
I love twunt.
When they were in the class, they were all sent to a diversity class, and they spent the whole class talking about stereotype names.
Right.
You know, shit like that was funny, but when you come up with and be like, "Well, you know, this happened in this episode," I don't remember.
Do you remember the porn actress with the huge ass?
Yes, I do remember that. But you know, that's all those shows. Anything that runs 13 episodes and then is gone for a year, I have hard trouble remembering. I mean, that's the beauty of Netflix. Is that they'll put them on and you can like watch the last season and be like, "Oh, okay, now I remember."
Right. I don't know. I just don't know where this season can go that it hasn't gone before, and it always seems to be going around in circles.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Uncle Teddy tries to kill him in the bar. And next thing you know, Uncle Teddy owns the bar.
Right, yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah. It's very reminiscent to me of Nip Tuck.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah. And if it ends like Nip Tuck, where all of a sudden Tommy's talking to a bunch of probies, talking about September 11th, yeah, it's just going to be a wasted 13 weeks.
Yeah, that's going to be unfortunate.
Yeah.
But this, I started to watch the episode when it was on, and within a half hour, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to record it and watch the rest of it, because it didn't hold my interest. It's like, okay, so now he's going grocery shopping for his wife and his former girlfriend who are buddies, and okay.
Yeah, his former girlfriend that was his cousin's wife who died in the towers, who he then had an affair with, and...
She didn't has she her own series pregnant? On TNT.
Didn't she get pregnant at one point, and then something happened with the baby? Kind of remember, and like
no,
she lied to him or something?
She lied to him about being pregnant.
Yeah, and then the ex-wife kidnapped their kids, and then he went to get them, and now they're all happy again. Yeah, it does go around in huge fucking circles.
Okay. You know, it's like they learn nothing.
Yeah.
TV sucks. I did catch for the first time Wilfred. Have you seen Wilfred?
I tried. I watched the premiere. I tried. I really wanted to like it. I thought it was a different premise for a TV show.
Oh, it certainly is.
And it just...
Obviously, Tobey Maguire needed work.
Yeah, it just does not hold...
No.
Anything, man. Like...
This one was all about Wilfred being sexually abused by the owner of the doggy daycare center.
Jesus.
Who covers himself with peanut butter and the dog licks it off. Allegedly.
maybe that's why, what's his name? The main dude. The hell's his
name?
The
main dude.
Not the dog, the guy who plays...
Tobey Maguire?
No, it's not Tobey Maguire. It's the dude from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, it's Elijah Wood?
Elijah
Wood. Whatever.
Maybe that's why he asked to be in the two new Hobbit films. Maybe he's like, you can't believe what they
please,
got me
please.
Doing. Look, I said I never wanted to revisit the character, but come on. There's got to be something that you can throw at me for that.
Into a cameo?
Come on, you took back fucking Orlando Bloom. Take me back, too.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one to see.
There was something else that I tried to watch, too, that I never got into.
Happily Divorced?
No.
No, but in Cleveland?
No. Did you see that new show, the new reality show that's on about extreme couponers? Can you believe that that's a fucking TV show?
Yeah, actually I can.
I was flipping past the other day, and there was this thing where this woman, she built a room in her house to hold the coupon flyers, where she goes shopping, and she goes, well, yeah, with all the coupons I have, they actually pay me to go shopping.
Yeah, but then you have like a basement full of diapers and toilet paper that you're never going to use.
Well, and that's what she said. She goes, we have a bunch of cat food here. That, you know, they paid us 21 cents per can, but the funny thing is we don't own a cat.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that before.
That's fucking... That's on the edge of psychosis. It's got
That me. Is America. That is where we're going. Hoarders, extreme couponing, dance moms. You seen Dance Moms?
No. Is that like Toddlers and Tiaras where it's like about these
It
women?
Is. But it's like, oh my God, because my niece is big into dance and she's on the dance team this summer. And, you know, there's this one, the one episode I saw and I watched about 10 minutes of, the three girls are doing their little routine and one of their headbands slip off and it just falls around her neck. And then the next scene is the dance teacher, who's like 300 pounds, screaming at the mother who was at the bar getting a drink, who didn't make sure that the hairband was properly put in the girl's hair, and screaming at her. And the woman's like, I am an adult. You do not scream at me. She goes, this is my life. They represent me out there.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is why China's just sitting back, laughing, buying our death. Thinking, yeah, we're going to put them to use.
Oh, man. I don't know. That's... I'm trying to think of what the other TV show was that I started to watch, and then I was just like, no,
America's Got Talent?
No. Fuck, I can't think of it. I'll think of it like 2 seconds after we stop recording.
Of course.
Be like, oh, fuck.
Could do this as an addendum. A bonus feature.
Just come back on and say, hey, I just remembered what it was that I didn't want to watch. It was this. Click.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we'll say that for the DVD box set.
Audio DVDs?
Yeah. We can include that 10 minutes of you under the desk trying to figure out what went wrong with the mic.
Yeah. Too bad that didn't record.
Yeah. Oh, well. It was good, too.
Yeah.
We gave away the winning lottery numbers, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah. It's another one of those things where, you know, we talked about a whole bunch of shit that we can't talk about now.
Yeah, that's too bad. Oh, well.
Did you go see the new Harry Potter yet?
No, and I was thinking about going tonight.
Yeah.
But, no, I think the freaks are still out, so maybe I'll go tomorrow during the day. Because I assume the freaks will have to go back to work, or at least to cash their welfare checks. yeah, actually, this week was extra special because this was also the weekend of LeakyCon over at the Royal Pacific Hotel.
Of what?
LeakyCon. You know, like the Leaky Cauldron?
No, what's...
This is a convention of 3,000 Harry Potter fans.
Oh.
And the stuff they showed on the mail is... On the mail. on the news, yes. I get my media very slowly now. They mail it to me. On the news, they were showing some of these people who were dressed up in costume, and it's like, oh, and you work in a 7-Eleven 9-to-5, don't you? Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, they had like a Lucius Malfoy and a Snape and a Mad-Eye Moody.
What did you go dressed up as? Hermione?
I did go as Hermione. I look damn good as Hermione, okay? I got a little puppet cat I take with me. It's awesome. Give away Polyjuice Potion.
Some gillyweed.
Just a small gilly water.
You think there's a group of Harry Potter fans like getting high somewhere saying, oh, look, we're smoking the gillyweed, dude.
Oh, I bet they are. Those people are scary. Well, I don't know. I think anybody who takes fanaticism to that level is scary. Because they had like wizard duels and all kinds of weird stuff scheduled for this weekend.
Well, I mean, is that akin to LARPing? You know what LARPing is?
I do know what LARPing is.
Well, for anybody listening that doesn't, LARPing is where a bunch of people get dressed up and get these foam swords and shields and then like battle each other in like reenactment style of like fantasy shit.
It's called live-action role-playing, isn't it?
Yeah, LARPing.
Yeah, that's kind of exciting. But it's not just that. I mean, there are steampunk people who LARP. There are vampire people who LARP. There are fans of the TV show Supernatural who LARP.
Is that still on?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It is. They're still trying to battle evil.
Go figure.
Yeah, still hasn't run its course. Soon, though.
Yeah.
Soon. I think Disney Channel has a new series about a girl who's a cat.
Oh, I saw a commercial for that. The Nine Lives of Whoever.
Yeah.
She gets killed or something and then comes back to find out who killed her.
I think that's Pretty Little Liars.
No, the Nine Lives of Whoever, that's a similar plot line.
Isn't that called Catwoman?
She gets killed, and then she finds out she's part of this, like, different race of people who they all have different powers, and hers is that she has nine lives or whatever.
God, where have we seen that before?
Yeah, I don't know.
Heroes?
Yeah. Well, fuck, I mean, they put Teen Wolf back on.
But it's not Teen Wolf. It's called Teen Wolf.
But there's a dude named Styles in it.
Well, no, I mean, it's,
It carries a lot of similarities. Instead of basketball, the dude plays, like, it's not field hockey. What the fuck's the other
lacrosse?
One? Lacrosse. So there's
you see where he was surfing on the van yet?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
No?
No. I've heard, though.
You've heard?
I'm very, what have you heard? I'm very well read on, like, stupidity. So, I don't know.
Well, you could run for office.
Why? So that I can say that, like, John Wayne Gacy's a great American hero?
Well, you know, I embody the spirit of John Wayne Gacy. It's like, oh, I'm going to vote for you now. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, did you ever read about her husband?
Yeah, who has the gay rehabilitation center.
Yeah, and if you listen to him, you're like, dude, it's totally gay.
Yeah, he suddenly hasn't been rehabilitated. It's like, oh, that's going to be fun in the White House. Well, he'll be the first lady.
There's no way that gets farther than...
I don't know. Look how far crazy-ass Palin got. People still listen to that bitch. They might not be going to the movie, but they still think she has something to say.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I can't see people going, look at this crazy bitch. Let's vote her in.
I don't know. Stranger things have happened. Some of it with penises, but, you know.
Penises and wieners?
Penises and wieners.
Two totally separate incidents.
Yes. I don't know. I think that we're all just doomed. Doomed, doomed, doomed.
You're such a naysayer.
Well, you know, it brings me back to an old episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, jeez.
Where, like, the devil was talking. All these people were, like, brought together in, like, this congressman's storefront campaign office. And it was revealed that, like, this person who was running for the White House had made a deal with the devil, and this was a record producer who had a deal with the and all these people who were, you know, on the fast track of celebrity were actually working for the devil. It's like, well, I could see that.
Well, yeah, you got to sell your soul, don't you?
Well, yeah. Maybe that's it. What's a soul go for these days?
Well, apparently it's whatever you want. You just got to give it up in the end.
Well, you're not going to need it in the end, are you?
I'm not.
I mean, what difference is it going to make?
That's right.
You know, you're dead, and you don't think anything happens after you're dead, so what the hell do you care?
That's right. That's why I'm thinking, let's get a devil in here. Let's sign some paperwork.
You don't care that, you know, some demon's going to make a living guitar out of your intestines, and you'll be writhing in pain as he plays Stairway to Heaven somewhat ironically.
Nope. Bring him on in. What do you need, blood?
Yes, you need to sign it in blood.
Okay.
So if you go to the crossroads at midnight...
No problem.
Okay.
I'll bring my
recording. You let me know how that works out?
Sure.
Cool. That's good.
I'm going to make a side deal, and I'm going to sell your soul, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
To Michelle Bachman?
To whoever will listen. Whoever wants it.
To the highest bidder.
That's right.
That's fine. I don't care.
Okay.
We're all going to hell in a handbasket.
You can't really think that.
I do. I think we're doomed.
No, you don't.
I do.
You have hopes and dreams just like everybody else, John.
No, I really don't. Yeah, I've kind of given up.
No, you haven't.
No, yeah. No, there's nothing up there. Nothing at all.
Oh, here's something. Wait a second.
Uh-oh.
There is a there was a band back in the late 80s, early 90s called Life of Agony.
Okay.
They were very heavy, but they always did like rock operas and shit like that. At least that's what I remember of them. And apparently, the singer, Keith Caputo, has revealed that he's undergoing gender reassignment surgery. He tweeted, M to F, male to female transsexuals like me, are the women who give up male privilege for femininity. Threaten the... patriarchy?
Patriarchy.
Patriarchy. In another tweet, he responded to fans' questions surrounding the demise of Life of Agony. And it says, they've already gone into isolation, and it's got nothing to do with me transitioning. My boys love me regardless of my life choices. Wow. That's pretty fucked up. But that's just like the one of the Wachowski brothers?
Yes.
Who all of a sudden started, I don't know if he's undergone the surgery, but he's dressing like a woman and he goes by like a female name now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to the Matrix movies.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think so. I think he was too, you know, too obsessed with other things and just dropped the ball on 2 and 3.
So to speak. Ba-dum-bum.
Because something's got to explain where the fuck that went.
I don't know. Yeah, you know, if God love you, if you really feel that's what you need to do, that's great. But, okay. I mean, it's much easier to go from male to female than it is female to male.
I would assume so, because where do you get the... How do you... What's the word? The material to
make a peepee?
To make a dick, yeah.
Well, the sad part is you don't. I mean, sometimes they can make some itty-bitty ones out of the clitoris, but yeah, for the most part, they don't.
So what
That's
do
why
you
you'll
then?
See like these big burly guys with, you know, hairy chests and beards and vaginas. Really hot.
But yeah, then are you really a man if you don't have a penis?
Well, that was the whole argument with that man who got pregnant. He still had a vagina. He still had ovaries. He was still female enough to carry a baby.
Right.
You know, the baby didn't grow inside his appendix. He still had a womb.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's much easier to go, wow, this whole show's about penises, huh? Because basically what they do is they slice the penis in half.
Yeah.
And then fold it in.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that way you've still got nerve endings so that you've kind of got a fake vagina. It doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
But at least there's something there. Whereas right. If you're female to male.
Yeah, I mean.
Science really hasn't gotten, you know, you don't see penises growing on the back of mice in laboratories yet. Because everybody would be looking for the black mice.
Think they'd be able to walk with a big dick hanging off of them? You're just kind of walking in one spot?
I don't know. I think they'd probably be embarrassed. You know, other mice are staring at them. Don't look.
Look free. Away. Look away. No.
Oh, that's an elephant man.
I am an animal. I am not a penis.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Come on, we talked about other stuff than that.
We did? Like what?
We talked about TV shows.
Really?
We talked about some movies.
We did?
I'm still waiting for them to release the Dark Knight Rises trailer. It's supposed to be out on Harry Potter.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
They said that there's actually footage from the film.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not one of those voiceovers like they did last time. That there's actual footage.
Wow.
Get to see Bane. So.
But do you get to see Catwoman?
Probably not. Did you see, speaking of Batman, did you see the footage online of the live action arena Batman show that's in
Yes.
England?
I think that looks awesome. I think that looks awesome with the whole inflatable Gotham City.
The one thing, you know, if you're going to put out some footage, I don't know if you saw the same footage as me, where Batman's being lowered out of the ceiling.
Yeah.
And then can't get the harness off.
Yes, yes.
Why would you show that? Like,
well, because that was shot at a rehearsal. But I thought the whole thing of the big clown head... And then the teeth were actually like his henchmen hanging, and
that
I thought
was
that
cool.
Was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool, but you know, edit some stuff.
It was shot by some news station. They don't know what they're doing.
I don't know.
I think that looks very cool.
It does. The Batmobile looks kind of cool. So, I don't know. It was interesting, but at the same time, it was like, it looks like a better production value of, like, Spider-Man. Like, all the pictures I've seen of Turn Off the Dark.
Yeah, well.
And this doesn't have anybody falling out of the sky.
Right.
Onto people. Everything seems to be confined to the stage. But, I mean, you know, for what it is, it's Batman. It's live. It did have a tinge of Six Flags Stunt Show, though.
Well, I can see that.
Having worked at one, yeah, it really seemed like it was... It looked like a little better quality, but, like, it sounded like they went to
Disney
the same...
It's Disney on Ice. Come on.
Yeah, very much.
It's exactly what it is.
I don't know.
I think it could be very cool.
It could be, or else it could be a giant failure.
Well, whatever. Hey, it has Harley Quinn in it. What more do you want?
It does.
Yes.
I sent our mutual Harley friend a thing on Facebook saying that when it comes to the States, she should go try out for it.
Oh, definitely.
Did you see her, the pictures of her online of the painted Harley Quinn outfit at MegaCon or whatever?
You mean the body painting?
Yes.
Was it her?
She was wearing like a black and red bra. And okay. Then the rest of the outfit was kind of like spray painted on her.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. She's doing a lot of stuff now.
Is she?
Yeah, she's all over the place.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
It's nice to see people succeed.
Yes, both of
our... I think we gave them a start.
Both all of our Batman people are doing a lot of stuff now.
Well, the two talented ones.
Well, yeah.
The one is still living in his van somewhere.
The other one's still playing dead bodies on A&E.
Hey, it's a living. Don't knock it. I hear he's up for the part of the guy who gets his penis thrown in the garbage disposal.
What a callback.
See?
Well, and that's probably a good place to stop.
Probably is.
Callback credits. So,
and scene.
And scene. So I guess, John, unless you have anything else you want to talk about.
No, I'm good.
No? Okay. I guess that's it for this
week. I gotta save something for the therapist.
The audience is your therapist, John. And it's free.
I don't know. I don't think they're listening because we don't get comments. We don't get mail. Anybody following us on Twitter?
Yes.
Am I following us on Twitter?
You are on our Twitter, so.
Oh, am I? Oh, good.
Yeah. So, speaking of that, if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at DanceMonkeyPod. Our website is DanceMonkeyPodcast.com. I almost forgot the name of our website.
.co.uk.ly.
So, it's DanceMonkeyPodcast.com. You can send us email, you can send us, it's got a contact page, it's got all the podcasts, it's got links to our websites, and all that kind of good shit, so drop us a line, say hi, tell us how much we suck, whatever. I think that's what John's waiting for.
Waiting for hate mail. So if you could send us some good hate mail, I would really appreciate it, because that's how you know you've arrived.
There you go. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John Michael.
Have a good week.
Bye.